Hey, Uncle Si is joining us in the studio. Uncle Si and the Psychotics, Bridget Tatum and Marshall Robertson as well. Can we hear the song? Can we hear the single? Can we do that?
You guys want to do it? You're ready to go.
You got guitars, and Marsha's here, and Bridget's here, Uncle Si's here, and man, we're ready to do this. So let's do it. Uncle Si and the Psychotics.
All right, look here. I'm going to have to go Paul Harvey on you, okay, and give you the rest of the story. Me and Willie accidentally got handcuffed together, okay? But here's the dilemma that Willie's going to find himself in. Uncle Si is known for two things, a Tupperware cup full of ice and tea and a gallon jug for replenishment. So in the near future, Willie is going to have a trip with me to the restroom because I'm fixing to consume his gallon of tea. Johnny Gowan drove up in the yard the other day. And Jason got out and said, look, I'm going to put this Black Panther story to rest for once and for all.
There ain't no Black Panthers.
Look, and I said, well, hey, what'd you bring Johnny Gowan for? And Jason said, I'm going to let him be the Black Panther.
He's not a Black Panther.
I said, Jason, hey, it's 12 o'clock high noon, Bluebird Day, okay? You don't want Johnny Gowan to play the Black Panther. Yeah. But Jason said, hey, look, to make it fair, I'll tell Johnny Gowan to take his T-shirt off.
No.
I'm trying to tell a story here. Anyway, we get over on Field Land in a four-wheeler, okay? We drop Johnny Gowan off, and Jason hands him a walkie-talkie, and me and Jason drive about another 400 yards, and then Jason said, stop, yo, and he says, hey, Johnny, crawl across the road on your hands and knees. I look at him, I said, Jason, you're such an idiot.
Idiot.
That's Johnny Gowan, okay? You could put him on the dark side of the moon, and everybody would be looking up saying, what is Johnny Gowan doing on the moon, on the
count
dark side?
One.
Are you going to let me finish this story?
No.
I'm trying to finish the stupid Black Panther story here.
Interrupter.
Anyway, hey, look, Phil pulled up the yard. You know, he said, man, I found him, all right? There's squirrels jumping on every limb and every bush in the wood. You know, let's go kill some of that stuff. I said, let me get my shotgun. So anyway, look, we get there, okay? Pull the truck over, cut it off, okay? And look, I step in the woods, okay? And just about the time I step in the woods and fix it disappear, Phil said, hey, by the way, for every squirrel, there's 10 poisonous snakes. Well, about that time, I looked down, and there was two cottonmouth moccasins and a copperhead.
I
started to go around them, and I
think
said, no.
Three steps.
Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, it was three shots.
Hey, will you hush? I'm trying to tell a story. Phil pulled up and said, hey, you tore them up, did you? And I said, yeah, man,
song.
I tore them up.
We're supposed to be
said,
singing music.
I don't want to sing no song. But anyway, y'all, I said, yeah, I tore them up. He said, you've been shooting snakes.